Hello everyone, this is Blood Red Thorn here. Welcome to my first ever audio boo. I am making this as a response to a man who goes by the name of Blade376 on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and pretty much every social networking site. And his real name is Miles Dyer, although I have started to call him Elder because I joined a cult, sorry, no, not cult, fan base called Village376, but that's beyond the point. Anyway, Elder Miles just tweeted his own audio boo, and I've already used 1 minute of this, so I'm going to make this fast, but where he asked for advice about inner problems that of stress and so on. And me being me, I just can't resist trying to give people advice and help them. So I made this as a response. And he asked, what does dealing with it mean? Dealing with stress and dealing with your problems and how to do it. What do people think it is? And in myself, when I'm stressed or I'm having a hard time, I think the easiest thing to do is to get out of the situation if you can. And I mean, that can be as simple as leaving the house. Because personally, if I'm in my house and maybe I've had a fight with somebody or fight with someone over MSN or something, and I'm really crazy, going mental, pulling my hair out, really emotional about it, I literally have to get out of the house. And I find getting out of that the physical situation where it occurred and just, going for a walk and getting some fresh air and letting your mind wander about whatever's going on around you is so much better and so much more healthy than just sitting and thinking over and over again. Just getting away from it for a little while seems so much better to me. And the better way, I think, is to also gain perspective of what your problem is. For instance, the other day, about a week ago, I lost every file on my computer. It crashed, so I did something wrong. It was my own fault. And I lost all my photos, all my videos, every document, every poem I'd written, every story I'd written, all a ton of memories that I had with these photos, and it devastated me. And that's kind of stupid because it's a technology, and I'll talk about that a different time, but it really, really, really got me down because I had lost just so much of what felt like my life. And I was lucky enough to get some files back. And this occurred on the 10th of September, and the next day I was sitting at my computer trying to recover files. I was watching TV at the same time, and I didn't realize that it was the 11th of September, and a documentary came on, one that I had seen before, about Flight United 93, which was the American flight that was hijacked and the passengers overtook and gained it before it crashed. And I just sat there and cried my eyes out about this documentary that I had seen more than once and realized how stupid I was being about. Like a fecking computer, excuse my language. I mean, it's ridiculous. I was sitting there crying, not crying, but being annoyed about my computer, and then this documentary comes out and I watch it and I feel like a complete idiot. And that pretty much stopped me being annoyed for my computer. And it was all about gaining perspective and thinking, look, out of this, my problem doesn't seem so bad, you know? And a couple of months back, the same thing occurred where I was sitting and I was thinking about, do you ever get where you get too wrapped up in your own mind and you kind of start thinking maybe I'm a little bit crazy because, you're thinking about creation or you're thinking about human consciousness and it gets you a bit kind of scared. I don't know. And I started thinking, Jesus, I think I'm going a bit crazy here. And then another documentary came on about this guy who was started putting himself in extreme situations. And one of the things he did, and on this particular day, it was about him going to the Arctic and surviving with no tent, no nothing, catching fish. And the morning after he had spent 6 hours like carving out what was he called a snow grave to sleep in for the night, they caught no food for the next morning, and he was devastated by this because he had been brought to such the extremes of survival of just living. And it's so stupid sometimes with the crap that we worry about when there's so many other people going through so much better. And that's really the only advice I can give. And I'm very conscious that I only have 7 seconds left. So the best thing is to do, I think, is to try and gain perspective of what's wrong with you.